This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Steve Quayle's our guest. I'm going to give the number out in the next segment. Start taking your phone calls with specific questions or quick comments for Steve Quayle, because I want to open the phones up on the issues he's covering, which is pretty much the waterfront. I don't want to digress off into, you know, other things that are out there, or, you know, plugging something. I want to specifically focus in and pick his brain on where he sees the world going. Representative Louie Gohmert suggests feds using Jade Helm to provoke a fight with citizens. Congressman calls labeling of Texas and Utah as hostile states suspicious. He said that last week in a new article in a local newspaper that we linked to here in the story in Texas. He says that it appears to be an attempt to provoke a fight and to get a confrontation going. And I agree. How do you think we ought to handle Jade Helm and all the other exercises going on right now where we get the video and they're practicing going after patriots, conservatives, libertarians, veterans? What do we do when the military is given a mission that's so unconstitutional? We know the individual soldiers don't like what's happening, so they're not the problem. In fact, they're more awake than the public on average. But still, what do we do? Go out and educate them in public? Expose it? Shoot video? Tell our cities not to do this? What do we do in your view, Steve?
Well, we're doing all that, Alex, so we're doing all we can do. 4 years ago, and I want to make this clear, you know, I put up on my website and read it multiple times on the air. I believe it was a true word from the Lord that God said, I am against you, Pentagon, and your plans to make war against my people. We're seeing right now a two-star general. They're asking him to be court-martialed because he gave Jesus a glory at a commencement speech or something. I think the people have got to understand it's a spiritual battle. You touch on it, and I touch on it, but there are a lot of people who cannot equate their faith, in essence, who go to church on Sunday and can't understand that they've now been vilified. So, Alex, the truth is the only thing I know that can confront this. I would say this, that the provocations will become more and more pronounced, okay? And so, again, the idea is that information.
So they're trying to push us into conflict.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You said it earlier, and I want to make it clear, too, that these individuals want a civil war. They're going to push it. If you notice something interesting about the last riot, the Crips and the Bloods came together along with the Nation of Islam, and they were peaceful. But again, when I say relatively peaceful, but when you don't know who's on the police force. This is why, you know, I think it should be know your cop. I have some you know, amazing people just like you do that are in law enforcement that send you absolute state-of-the-art information. But I've warned them all, and this is what I'll warn everybody who's in law enforcement that listens to your show today. This is critical, Alex, life and death. Beware of observers assigned to your vehicle. Beware of observers assigned to your department. Beware of just recent guys that you know for a fact haven't been out of the military so long that are coming in. And notice their demeanor. You know, street smarts are what saves a cop's lives. Street smarts now can be identified, if you will, to the information.
Absolutely, because when they drop the hammer, they've got everybody actuaried and profiled. They're going to have a night of the long knives where they go after a lot of the people in the government.
Absolutely. And here's the deal. If you're not a politically correct cop, then you've already been targeted for elimination. When the man who it cost him his life, let me one more time run this down, Alex, real quick.
When we come back, you're going to have the floor when we come back. Okay. I know the story, it's powerful, and it's just crazy.
Here's the deal. we've got to educate them. That's what we're doing. But we also need the people out there that have listened to you, listen to me for all.
They're going to have to get aggressive. Exactly. It's time for everybody to be a leader, everybody to be heard and seen. They can't get us all. The maximum push is right now. The globalists are not invincible. We're going to come back, though, and talk about your friend and more and take phone calls and hit a bunch of other news. The economy, the election, it's all coming up.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'll be completely honest with you right now. I'll put all my cards on the table. I like to shoot clay pigeons. I like to play golf. I like to fish. I like to hunt. I like to hike. I like to go see movies with my friends. I like to go play pool and drink beer. I like to have a good time. I'm not looking for trouble. I don't have some death wish or power wish. I have looked at the documentation for 25 years, 23, 24 years, been on air 20. And I saw it for totalitarianism that it was, the globalists bragging about a corporate world government. But if we were just going under a corporate world government and it would just be new owners, and they wanted to keep taxes low because that actually creates more revenue and they wanted to skim off the top, I would be a talk show host against it, and I'd try to reform it, but I wouldn't be every day getting myself right with Jesus, every day just not even able to believe what's happening, because I can't go shoot clay pigeons or go play golf or go fishing because I'm physically sick the whole time because I know that the globalists are doing what they're doing. And I just can't avoid reality like Steve Quayle was talking about. That's our problem. And I get people that just want to go to a baseball game or a football game or want to go bowling. I mean, if we weren't in such dire straits, I'd be picking my kids up two or three nights a week. We wouldn't be going home and doing homework. We'd be going to the bowling alley like we did when I was a kid. We'd be going camping. We'd be playing tennis. But instead, I don't know when the big hammer's coming down, but the economy's degenerating. The government's running around like all hands on deck, gearing up. All the manuals we get, nothing about radical Islam, everything about veterans and gun owners. And none of that is going to fly, and Christians, unless they're planning atrocities to be blamed on us. And man, when Al Jazeera was here with American reporters, or when BBC is here, or when ABC is here, they look at me like they hate me and like I had done something to their kids. I mean, they have really conditioned the public on the enemy side to hate us. And all we want is them to have freedom and prosperity and a future and Americana prosperity. I mean, we're good people. We're just mainline Americans. I instinctively and spiritually cannot bow down and be a slave. I instinctively cannot just give in to all this. And we've had a huge effect. But I'll tell you, it's frustrating. And I'm glad to have done what I've done. We're going back to Steve Quayle in a moment. I am proud of the fact I've been honorable. I can't help it. It's in my bones. I also don't feel worthy at many levels because I'm not perfect. And a incredible task of this magnitude. I mean, do you understand this radio show is the number one worldwide media event in the face of the globalists? Steve Quayle has millions of viewers and listeners as well. I know he's probably glad. I may have a little bit more because it's so dangerous. This isn't fun. I mean, I want people to understand. This isn't fun, okay? I don't go out in public and get awards. I don't want to be famous. I didn't want them to take our guns in Texas like they were trying in 1994. And I learned about the UN model system and all the rest of it. I thought other people would care and want to do something. You know what? You have cared. You have done something. And they know you're getting active. So I'm telling you, we're approaching a key event. And when I talk about myself here, it's so you as a new listener or viewer can understand this isn't a game. And it's the sincerity we have and the truth we have and the documentation we have. I mean, Steve Quayle is so upset when he's speaking that you can hear him just almost unable to talk, and I know that feeling. So I've just got to go 100 miles an hour to get past the emotion so I can just get it out, because there's nothing more frustrating than spending years reading this stuff and reading the books, hundreds of them, written by them, how they put fluoride in the water to dumb us down, how they put chemicals in the vaccines to brain damage our kids, to know they're coming with forced inoculations. It's here. They're coming with everything. They're coming. They're already here. And to see most of the servants of these people aren't even bad. They're compartmentalized. They want to go bowling. They want to go play golf. They want to go shooting. They want to go out with their girlfriend or fiance. They want to go see a baseball game. And so do I, man. And so they look at me and they say, you must be lying, because if that was true, I'd have to do something. Well, it is true. And what's happening is we're rapidly approaching the point of no return, where everybody has to admit that evil took over, and it's about to get a lot worse. So people are finally waking up, and that's why the globalists are coming in with internet kill switches and censorship, and the founding fathers wouldn't be welcome in the military, blah, 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 because they're about to make things so bad, they've got to normalize stuff and hide it in plain view. The toll-free number to ask questions of Steve Quayle is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. First-time callers, please, 800-259-9231. I will skip this network break to give Steve more time. We'll go to calls. We have a brief pro-life announcement at the bottom of the hour. Jakari is in Cleveland covering what's coming up tonight, but he's going to lead a pro-life event Thursday at the Maine Planned Parenthood Mother Death Camp Ship. The SS Ku Klux Klan Command Center, literally, the proto-Hitler facility up the road on Ben White at noon, and we're going to hold up Black Lives Matter with the history of the genocide against black people, and everybody for that matter, and so we're going to be announcing that at the bottom of the hour. We're skipping this network break, but we're just doing the best we can in the face of this evil and the 17 million murdered black people. And even though they brainwash a lot of the black people and turn them against everybody and turn, doesn't matter. We're still going to try to stop them from the real killers, the Democratic Party and their KKK command base. Literally. Just look it up. Biggest supporters of the Planned Parenthood is the KKK. And they've got the moron liberals all out there supporting them. God, they're so stupid. That's another thing. I'm so sick of arguing with idiots. I just... Steve Quayle, you got the floor. I'm skipping the break. You were getting into your friend that was killed for exposing the red, blue, and green list. Now they admit all these lists under InfraGuard, clergy response teams, their HUMET teams, their rollout, I mean, and all these snot noses that have now got security clearances and think they're cool and part of a winning team against us. I mean, it is, they have no idea they're going to be betrayed in the next phase of this once the Civil War kicks off. Steve Quayle, break down exactly what the globalists would like to pull off and why they're always trying to maneuver us towards this point.
The wisest man in the world, at least detailed in the history, was Solomon. He said, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The thing is, Alex, is that people have allowed their country to be taken away from them. Now, saying all that, the next step they're going to do is they, and remember this, you can always look at two words. They both start with C, control and chaos, okay? Out of the chaos comes their control. And let me share this. This has got to strike a chord. We're talking about these guys want, and again, this has not sunk in, they want 90% of the world's population dead and done away with, whether by vaccines, whether by weather warfare control, whether by this, whether by that. Now I'm using a different form of weather. But the point being is that that's the end game, okay? The total destruction of mankind, creating the image and likeness of God, and then an insert will come in, an entity made in the power of darkness's likeness. And listen, I think it should have been plain to everyone. When the entity made the statement, America is no longer a Christian nation, probably that's another time he told the truth. Second time is when he said, America is the greatest country in the world. We intend to change all that. So when the press will let the highest officer in the land get away with lie after lie after lie after lie, I believe, Alex, that we're being set up for a, and this is not a pet plan of mine. It's what I've been told by all the people that I've ever contacted with or have contacted me more likely, that Russia and China have their plans set for this country. We've talked about Chinese below the border. People didn't believe that. Talked about Russians in Canada. People didn't believe that. Our own government brought the Russians in to help take away the guns. One of the guys whose brother was married to a high-ranking Russian official saw the letter. It was signed by former, I think it was Janet Napolitano. We've seen the murder of innocents. We see it every day. And this is why I salute what you're doing. Again, my goal is get the blacks, and I'm saying that, the Latinos, the whites, everybody to understand who's behind initiating, trying to get us, meaning us collectively, all Americans, to fight factionally and create civil war. The fact that the United Nations is in this country, and I want to share this, Alex, maybe your sources can validate this too, but I've been told The secret treaty and agreement exists pretty much to give back Aztlan to Mexico. That's why the Desert Southwest was chosen as Jade Helm. Now, have you heard that from any of your sources?
It's incredible you said that. I was told that by some military folks 2 weeks ago. They said, Alex, you notice that's the Aztlan map? Everything we do is multifaceted. Of course, it's to condition the public. Of course, it's so the public can take pot shots at us and you can be blamed. But more importantly, down the road, they are looking at a civil war and actually breaking part of the country off during that and using that as the excuse to introduce the UN peacekeepers.
Absolutely. Now, look who's on the Security Council, Alex. You've got Russia and China as two of the most powerful members on the Security Council. You've got basically John Kerry running with his tail between his legs to Moscow and begging for a meeting with Putin. You've got the whole strange arrest of Masonic police. You've got the story of one of them going to the Soviet embassy. And this isn't just on, wacky stuff from Europe. This is the real event. Right now, as you and I are on the air, I'm seeing RADCON levels in Hartford, Connecticut. This is important to what we're talking about. Maryland, U.S. Look, they've already decided that they're going to sacrifice Washington, D.C. That's why they set up Denver as the provisional capital of the United States of what's left of it. But the fact that your sources told you that 2 weeks ago, that I'm on your show today is the 18th of May, year's 2015, that's got to tell people that we, meaning Alex, I don't know your sources, you don't know my sources, and I can guarantee you they're in different parts of the world and country, but the fact is when we have two or three high-ranking military, intelligence, law enforcement, all these people saying the same thing, I take notice, and here's why.
Well, let's go back. I mean, remember General Boykin, remember Admiral Moore, remember... people like Ben Parton, still alive. He was the former head of Air Force Weapons Development. They were always the ones blowing the whistle before. That's what the globalists have as a problem, is that there's so many patriots in the military and in law enforcement, but now the purge is accelerating, and they've got these younger generations that they're filling the ranks with. And I'm not saying all the young ones are bad, but I tell you, they've got their cadres in charge now, and you can just tell... Get into your red-blue list, because that's now come out in mainstream news that they've got these roundup plans. As best I can tell, though, start the Civil War, use that to tear up the military police and the public, then bring in foreign troops, the stabilization force later. Folks will beg to have the power turned back on 6 months, a year, 2 years, if they go with this hot plan. But after the stabilization, they're going to take out most of the leadership, the minions that helped bring them to power. They never want to keep that group in charge because they were part of the coup takeover.
Absolutely. It's like the old series with Chris Christopherson, America, spelled with a K. And I encourage everybody to go see that. And it's interesting, Alex, because in the scene in America, and this is what I've been told is planned, again, the man that told me about the Red List, real quick, the Red List are people that are outspoken, obviously gun owners, and this is what I'm trying to get across.
Empowered individuals is what the Pentagon and Jade Helm calls us.
Exactly. But gun owners are on the top list. They're the Red List. The blue lists are complicit military and law enforcement that will go along with the initial roundup and takeouts. And didn't it bother you when you heard Jade Helm? And the blue list, by the way, dies in 60 days after the Red List is fully culminated. I had a brother, when I said brother, a brother in the Lord, who is a former Vietnam vet. God bless each and every one of you Vietnam vets. He's in the woods. He speaks Russian. They're tracking a joint maneuver or training exercise, and he hears the Russians speaking, and he speaks fluent Russian, saying, those stupid Americans, once we've done what we need to do with them, that's when we do them. And he said, Steve, they were openly talking and laughing and snickering. He said, you know what was amazing? He said, it didn't appear that maybe more than one guy who the Russians are training with, they spoke perfect English, spoke Russian. So I said this years ago, the perfect double cross, quadruple cross. The point is, Alex, everybody who can turn on each other will turn on each other. We know that's going to come to pass.
Well, I want to get into red and blue list and green list, but before we go there, look at how they've shut off half our power plants in 7 years. Look at how they've written all the laws to put our jobs overseas. And then we wonder why the weathermen, the meteorologists go, yeah, these planes are flying around out here doing something that we believe is blocking the water. We don't know why the weather system doesn't come into the West Coast. They've been for 5 years blocking water to bankrupt all that. You can see it happening to then buy it up later for pennies on the dollar.
And to kill people who are starving. That's the problem, and I think this is what minorities have got to understand. The reason they have been given the benefits, and I say this, the benefits that they begin is so that when the time comes, they can shut them off, the electronic benefits.
It's to make you dependent.
It's to make you dependent, and when that dependence is no longer being fed, literally, or being subsidized, that's when everything goes crazy. And so, again, and by the way, the blue list, again, law enforcement officers, National Guard, military, who go along with the red list to take over the guns, then they get terminated. They don't go to re-education camps. The green list are the people that go willingly and that have no political association.
That's right. They want the next wave is always a bunch of dumb goobers, even in Charlotte Isherby's secret documents that she basically got leaked out back when she was the deputy head of education, was that once they've taken over with the police state, then they phase that out completely and have these cult-like little trendies going around that just run everything.
Yeah, it's THX 111. Seriously. Or it's the new cyborgites, okay? It's the composite entities that are as little human as possible. This is what Ray Kurzweil, all the people we've talked, that's not for this show to talk about that, but all people have to do is look up two words, transhumanism and singularity. So when I hear I don't believe, my immediate response now, Alex, is you don't think. When they say, you're crazy, I said, I may be crazy with truth. You're dumb unto death with lies. I'm sorry, but that's where we're at right now. And again, people have got to take responsibility. Look, it's my kids. I'm a grandfather. I say that because I never thought I would be a grandparent. But the point being, I look at my grandchildren and I weep. I look at my kids. Half my kids get it. Half my kids don't.
Oh, I know. It's even in your own family. And I mean, here's the thing. 9 times out of 10, the wildest stuff we're talking about, it turns out being worse than we were saying. I mean, that's what's so crazy is that think about everything that's already happened, what we put up with now. If you listen to our shows in 1996, it's like all come true. And then I'm just hoping that we are wrong. The problem is 95% of what we say is from them. It's out of their fat, stinking mouths.
Listen, it's biblically prophetic, obviously the Great Tribulation. When I first went on talk radio, let me just point out a statement I made 25 years ago. I said, you'll know you're in the end when all the world's dormant volcanoes go active.
I remember you saying that in 1996. I remember you saying the great ring of fire will heat up, you'll have volcanoes everywhere, and I'm like, this guy's entertaining, but I was like, come on, Steve. I mean, let's be honest. I would tell you on air, I think you're going too far.
Yep, and there were things that you didn't want me to talk on air about because you even said later they made you nervous. And the point being is that when we're so far ahead of our time, those who haven't caught up with our time can only ridicule, and they can only denigrate. And ladies and gentlemen, and Alex, this is the scary part I've had, and this affects you. So people have got to hear this. When you see an orchestrated hit against InfoWars, Alex Jones, the reporters, listen, your reporters have got testicles. I'm sorry to say it that way, okay? They've got the cojones to go and get it. When you hear that the biggest names that most people listen to are inventing stories, whether it's Brian Williams, whether it's the whole cadre, these guys trying to be something they're not, and then I got to tell you, you got guys who are out in the field like Joe and all these people, Jakari, you know, these guys are fearless, and what's interesting is that they have the truth. Notice this, the cowards live in a world of lies, and I tell people the American battle cry is not meow, okay? And I won't go
and
there.
Exactly, we're just trying to bring back real journalism. We openly admit our bias of liberty and tell them the truth, and it's all successful. We are successful. They can see our success, and so they are coming after us in so many ways I won't even get into, Steve. What do you think I should be doing? Just praying more? Because my sixth sense is look out. My sixth sense is get ready. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Well, your sixth sense is correct. You need to up grade your security, you know, and I pray, Alex, you've heard me pray for you, your wife, your kids. And, you know, by the way, I want to say something to my critics and Alex's critics. Neither one of us kiss anybody's butt. We're trying to tell all you people they're going to be forced to bend down and kiss bottom that you don't have to. It's get right with Jesus. And I mean that, Alex. I am subject to the knowledge that outside of the grace of God and all the people praying for you and praying for me, the point is we could go into eternity at any time. And we have to live with our mortality on a moment-by-moment basis. Increase your security, and increase your prayer life. That's what I would say to do.
Well, there's no doubt that this is some bad stuff coming down for everybody. I've never seen such an exponential gear up, and I can feel it, too. We'll be back with your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why not
life? And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the evil is now out in the open, and it always seeks to totally dominate and control the good. And when you've got a government that's openly run by foreign banks, putting us under secret treaties, just dismantling every basic freedom, teaching five-year-olds the most bizarre stuff you can imagine, you know that the hammer's about to drop, and you can just see the gear up. I mean, I'll tell you, it's financial. The numbers are coming in that despite unlimited money printing, It has not helped the economy because the elite give themselves the money, don't even pass it into the economy. Then you just have inflation, but at least you'd have an economy. Now we have inflation because of elite spending, but we don't get any more of the profits. And when I think about the time bomb of the spoiled brats out there that only care about themselves, all these rich people and middle class folks, when the bottom drops out, and then I think about 100 million people on welfare, 50 million on food stamps. This is a time bomb. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, is our guest. Before he leaves us, we're going to talk about True Legends, the series that he's now basically the main host of. I'd say starring in, but he doesn't like people to use those type of words. Very humble man. And we're going to play some of the amazing HD video of him in the jungle and investigating ancient ruins and things to understand exactly where all this comes from and why the elites always engage in basically satanic activity, human sacrifice, you name it. What is this evil that keeps manifesting? We're going to talk to him about that in a moment and go to George, Chris, Rich, Michael, Max, and many others. But coming up, Mikhail Phelan had this idea about a month ago, one of our great writers and investigative journalists. I was asking around. Jakari Jackson said, yeah, I'll be glad to lead that. So I want to do it while we're live on the radio and TV so hundreds of thousands can see it, millions can hear it. This Thursday at the main Planned Parenthood facility in Austin, Texas, I'm going to have Reverend Childers of BlackGenocide.org on. I'm going to have the other folks from a pro-life group up in Dallas on. Also, to promote what Jakari's doing, they're going to reach out to their pro-life groups. But whether you're pro-life or not, come on. Planned Parenthood was set up by Margaret Sanger, who got awards from Hitler, gave awards to Hitler. That's on record in the National Archives. You can just type in Margaret Sanger's racist quotes. You can see scans of her letters saying we got to kill the black weeds. 51% to 52% of black people have been aborted, 17 million since Roe v. Wade. And it hadn't helped their communities. They're worse than ever. What's the answer? Kill them all? See, all the people claiming you're racist if you don't support Obamacare or if you don't turn your guns in, they're the real poverty pimps. The Democratic Party, not that Republicans are any better, but the Democratic Party were the Klan. They had a Southern strategy that wasn't working because Republicans under Eisenhower were getting all the minorities to vote for him and whites who were Christians and veterans. And Southerners like my dad's dad. And East Texas is the South, folks. Texans always go who are ashamed of being part of the South. That's not part of the South. It's really part of both. You know, he ran on an Eisenhower-type platform, got elected to county government, and was for, you know, desegregation and stuff like that. And he was a World War II combat vet, Army Air Corps. They got that we needed to fix this country. And he, of course, was pro-life as well, you know, before he died. The point is they're killing people across the board, and they're saying Black Lives Matter when out of 330 million people, you know, there's probably a couple of questionable shootings by the police of black people a week. There's just many or more white people. Those don't get the same attention because they haven't invoked all the race garbage. So we're going to be out there with signs that say Black Lives Matter, trying to hijack the Justice Department's movement to create race war, to point out the real racial attacks are against black people in the womb, and we know they're innocent. So briefly to pop in is InfoWars Nightly News Director, Rob Dew. Then we're going back to Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com. Rob Dew, tell folks about this demonstration coming up. Everybody needs to be out there. It's short notice, but I want to see at least 100 people out there. And let me tell you, if you're black, you really need to be out there. Because they're targeting everybody with abortion and all this. But let me tell you, you are the apple of their eye. So I expect to see a lot of black folks that are listeners out there at this event. But anybody who isn't for a genocide, who wants to stand against this and break the Justice Department's spell of racial divide, this is a key event. Call the media and tell them get out there and cover this as well. Go ahead, Rob Dew.
Yeah, so it'll be this Thursday, May 21st, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. While you're on the air, we're going to be there. We'll be getting there a little early, but it'll be kicking off at 11 to 2. 201 East Ben White Boulevard, 78704. You put that in a map, any map application out there, and you'll be able to find it.
And if it's raining, bring a big umbrella.
Yeah.
The babies are inside with scalpels and picks and knives are raining. So
it's not going to be cold. We were out there during the 50th of the JFK protest in freezing rain weather, and we were fine. We were out there the whole day. So being out there 3 or 4 hours, you'll be fine. We're going to be printing out some pretty big signs. They're going to be 18 by 24. We're getting those printed off. We're sending them off to the printer today.
Why are you racist against killing the black people?
Well, let me. And speaking of racist, let me read a quote from.
Why don't you just kill the black people? You'd be liberal.
Well, here's what Margaret Sanger said, founder of Planned Parenthood. Colored people are like human weeds and are to be exterminated. So is her.
That's in a letter to Colgate.
Right. And so blackgenocide.org, we've interviewed the founder a few times. He's asking, is her vision being fulfilled today when you have at least 35% of the abortions in America are done to black people?
Yeah, some cities it's up to 80%, but it's,
right.
It's...
Oh, yeah, New York said...
Shelters just cracked the numbers. It's 51.
Yeah. Yeah, it's they're saying it's 1,800 a day. I mean, there's all these statistics you could look at, and it really is. Abortion is a war on people.
And it's real racism. The point is, it really is done on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's... Well, they're in... 78% of the Planned Parenthoods are in lower income neighborhoods. So they're going after the minorities. It's amazing. And then, you know, there's some pretty cool stuff on black. And I say cool. It's the way they organize and talk about how.
Yeah, let's document it, Cam. We can show the history of genocide.
Yeah, you look at the history of genocide, talking about how the Nuremberg trials were made to redefine people and the victim class. And now you have in 1973, and I sent you guys the link on that as well. They define who a person is. Well, now a person's somebody who hasn't left the womb yet, or who has left the womb. So then that kind of leaves everybody up for grabs. If you're still in the womb, you're a prime target at this point. So it's a really you could just go to blackgenocide.org and go to their it's called abortion and genocide page, and you could just read how they were classifying people and how they started dividing people into different subgroups and saying
veterans don't get care. Now old people don't. It's dehumanization. It's coming up this Thursday during the three-hour show. We're going to be spending 20, 30 minutes each hour out there talking to folks. And if you like killing black people, you think this is a great thing, or the white kids or Hispanic kids or Asian kids in there, you can also come on the show while we're out there with our live cameras and tell us how it's liberal and loving or how they aren't babies. Rob Dew, thank you so much. Anything else?
We've shown the map a couple times. We'll be on the sidewalk there in front. There's also a nice big area in front of where Congress Avenue meets up with Ben White. So we'll probably be spread out all along there. It's two buildings down from the intersection of Ben White and South Congress. So hope to see everybody out there. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thursday, May 21st, 201 East Ben White, 78704. Like to see you out there.
And we should put a press release out with this video breaking this down.
All right.
Thank you so much. All right, Steve Quayle's our guest for 5 minutes the next hour of Overdrive, and that's all she wrote for this transmission. I do want to go to these phone calls here that are on the board. But, Steve Quayle, before we do that, any points on abortion, any points on the Democratic Party and its history, and tell us about your new TV show.
Well, first of all, you really covered Margaret Sanger, and this is the quintessential slap in the face of the Afro-American population. The point is that it's genocide. That's what you know, I can't do a better job on that than you just did. The point that we made earlier about the Democrats historically funding all the giveaway programs was ultimately, and I'm going to say this, it's for the day of slaughter, Alex, and that's exactly what we're trying to prevent. By the grace of God, if he gives us a little more time to save more lives, and a nation that is bathed in blood, the whole abortion issue, let me give you my 2 cents on
it's
that.
It's about cursing America, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and it's about the sacrament of abortion. Satanists have said, you Christians are, this was said to me, you Christians are so stupid, you don't get it. This is our sacrificial altar mocking everything you believe. And I said, I get it, I'm sorry, but I even understand you. That's what I told the person.
How many abortuaries has it turned out? It turns out that they are doing weird rituals, dead babies, blood, and they go, oh, the doctor was just crazy. No, they're Satanists. Who else do you think wants to kill? Of course, the Satanists usually are the third trimester ones. Other ones just want money. But the guys that'll do the third trimester, they love it. They are sacrificing babies.
Absolutely. So we're in a spiritual conflict, Alex. We're told in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, everybody quotes it. You've heard me say this on even Coast to Coast, I'm sure. But point is that it's the testimony of Jesus. That's who it's talking about. Now, look at this country. You can worship anything and anyone. If you want to see how, and I would include and encourage the Afro-American community, go and read the statements that the president has made concerning Jesus Christ and the Old Testament. Yet when you compare it to what his statements about Islam, it's the
he attacked Christianity on Easter this year.
Yes, he did, and mocked it and ridiculed. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, so shall he reap. And even as we're talking today, Alex, the blood is running. You know, it's funny, and for the record, that wasn't me in the True Legends trailer, though Tim looks like a younger me when I had more hair. Timothy Alberino took a film crew down to Peru and Bolivia looking for we're actually on the trail of live giants, actual giants who have been seen in Peru and Bolivia in contemporary times. But in order to lay the basis, the technology of the fallen, we're laying out the case. And this, you know, is on my website. You can go look at it, or you can go to TrueLegendsTheSeries.com.
Sure, but it is you sitting in front of the fireplace.
Yeah, that is me. Forgive me. That is me. You know, maybe my ego demands I wish I were in the jungles. But the point being is that we're presenting a series. I'm funding a series, you know, trying to raise the funding for the series for 9 episodes as opposed to the Everything is Aliens crowd. We've got some of the best eyewitness views of who's messing. You know, anytime, for instance, my film team was constantly monitored by intelligence agents and agents of the Vatican for the record to keep an eye on what we're doing. So it's going to be an amazing thing. The 5-minute trailer, I would hope everybody takes a look at, because it's as you said, it's incredibly well done. And the documentary should be out available on the 15th. The sale of proceeds will fund the other 9 issues. And you know, man, I just am in awe at how you pull off everything you pull off, because it costs millions of dollars to do what you got to do. Fortunately, our budget, you know, is that we can do each episode for about $100,000 to $125,000. I have been approached by the past. I get calls almost weekly, emails, easily every other week from History Channel, Geographic Channel, all these guys wanting me to come on, wanting to turn over my pilot friend that actually flew a dead giant out of Afghanistan in 2005. And basically when the Special Forces team went in to take them out, the giant killed them all, ate them all. And the fascinating thing is, I got to share something that's interesting, is that when we're down there, everybody who's like in the 75 to 80 years, whether they're in Sardinia and the Mediterranean or in South America, Peru and Bolivia, the point is that the old have an amazing story to tell. The young people, they're just buying into what they see on TV and what they watch on the internet.
Well, we certainly know there's a lot of hidden, crazy stuff, and as you've said things before I thought were just over the top, and then they turn out to be true. Well, I definitely want to watch these series, and it's really interesting. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Let's go to Chris in North Carolina. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, sirs. This question is for Dan, or Steve Quayle. Sorry, I'm about to say Dan Quayle. That's weird.
It's okay. Dan Quayle's – go ahead.
My question is, do you think the government already knows about an impending doom from Islamic terrorists in the Jade Helm area? Do you think that's going to implement martial law?
Well, I think it's going to be one of the things that springboards us into martial law. And you can't say ISIS and open border with any type of intellectual or emotional or moral integrity. Why have the borders not been secured? Alex has had people on. I've talked to them, interviewed them, read their emails on the air. They're basically saying, if we arrest anybody who's a known terrorist, and I'm not talking about Latinos or Hispanics, they're talking about someone comes in from the State Department and orders them let go. So the point is, absolutely, ISIS, here's the point in terror. Terror is ultimately to bring about submission, and that's what they're trying to do. We see it in the politics of radical Islam in the United States. We see it all through the Middle East. And the point is, we could have stopped this. And then if anybody remembers, Alex, remember the long victory parade, 4.5 miles long of ISIS and their captured U.S. stuff in Iraq? And
yes.
And people are saying, why didn't we hit them then? Well, simply because the powers that be in this country, deep down, they are Satanists, and they're going to use everybody. It goes right back to Albert Pike's statement, you know, turn the Muslims against the Jews, Jews against Christians. And when everybody wipes out everybody, we bring on Lucifer, the true God. And I'm not going to argue with anybody. That's a moral.
Well, sure, that's what they're doing. And then people say, Alex, you're the guy that exposed false flag terror on 9/11. Why are you saying ISIS is real? They have raised this Al-Qaeda jihadi army. They've changed the name to ISIS and Islamic State to confuse the public. I think Colonel Schaefer on, you name it, the Pentagon knows, 90-plus% of the Free Syrian Army is Al-Qaeda is ISIS. And so our government's funding them. They let them come in. They let them attack. No need to even stage an event now because the upstream, they created them, allow them to operate through Saudi funding, through NATO funding. Then they can take our liberties in the response to ISIS. And ISIS, in return, is given part of the Middle East as their payoff for being the secret army that destabilizes the West so a police state can be put in place. And that's the bottom line of what's happening. Separately, though, it just shows what a farce Homeland Security is because they say their main mission is who? Those of us that don't want to go along with the New World Order. Thank you, Chris. Let's talk to Michael in Mississippi. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, Steve. Steve, I had a question. I listened to several interviews that you've done with Bob Fletcher, including the one you did on the Hagman Show. And Bob Fletcher's pretty much put his investigative credibility and reputation on the line about an incoming celestial event that he believes martial law must be established or set in place before.
That's right. A lot of folks think there's a asteroid coming in or something. What do you know about that?
Well, years ago I talked specifically about Nibiru. That's the official ancient name, the 10th planet.
Planet X.
Yeah, Planet X, Gabriel's fist, Lucifer's hammer. And based on what a Navy SEAL I posted on my alert site, Navy SEAL explains a big event as being that, okay? In other words, Alex, they know of all the earth changes that are going to be happening. They know of all of the electrical discharges. They know of Roche's, R-O-C-H-E's limit. And the point is that the whole universe, if you want to look at it real simply, is go and look up Velikovsky, Worlds in Collision, and then the time of this is interesting because we've heard both of us from separate sources that they're stocking their underground.
Well, sure. And how many record blood moons have there been?
Well, what is it? Three. The fourth is coming up.
I mean, I don't even put stake in all this, but the elites do. They're obsessed with it all.
What's your health worth to you? You probably can't place an exact value on it, but its importance has certainly increased greatly as you've grown older. Yet some companies seem to believe you can be lured in with cheap prices and false promises. That's never been the way Supernatural Silver has chosen to do business. Long ago, we set out to create a product that was light years beyond colloidal and ionic silver. Through extensive research and testing, we succeeded in making Supernatural Silver hundreds of times more effective. Some might call us a premium product, but we simply strive to be a product that worked. Supernatural Silver is strong enough to fight off viruses, bacteria, and fungus, but safe enough to be used internally or topically. And it's powerful enough that just a handful of applications per week can give you better results than the daily use of those bargain silvers. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off your order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Final segment of the main radio broadcast. We're in a little five-minute overdrive. It's internet only. Infowars.com/show. Well, some stations carry the fourth hour, so that's not quite true. I want to thank all of our affiliates out there. Be sure and support them. Be sure and support the sponsors. Spread the word. Some of the stories up on Infowars.com. Explosive new documents reveal Obama, Clinton spin, and lies on Benghazi. Al Gore's climate change lies exposed. The latest on that. Now he says in a few more years we'll be all flooded and dead, basically. Of course, he said in 2007 it would be by 2013. Leftists exploit biker bloodbaths to complain about white privilege. They say, why isn't the National Guard out on the street? Because they arrested everybody. It happened in a localized area. It isn't just random people going out and burning stuff. It was a outlaw motorcycle gang impromptu rally. And the whole thing's very suspicious. Now they got a giant rot rally coming up in Austin, Texas, and who knows what's going to happen with that. Most of the bike riders are great people. I don't care if you want to wear an outfit and be part of a club. I'm talking about the criminal groups claim they're anti-establishment, but all I see is them working with the establishment, with their drug dealing and all the rest of it. Going back to Steve Quayle, we're taking phone calls. Steve, what do you think is really going on with this? I mean, you say you have some questions about it. Why does everything keep popping up in Texas?
Well, I think that Texas, number one, has one of the the strongest real-based economies in the world without massive amounts of debt. Number two, it's the spirit of the Alamo. Number three, it basically is because if that secret agreement that is in place that I've been told that you've been affirmed that it is to return Aztlan to Mexico, then obviously the greatest resistance is going to come from Texas. Texas has a history. And by the way, wasn't there a TV series out or HBO special called The Sons of Texas? I think there was or something or is coming out. And I thought that was very prophetic in its timing. So it's because of the border. It's because of the strength of the people. It's because you're obviously a God-fearing state historically with, you know, minor exceptions in some of the politics. And that's the idea of all of the assets that are available in Texas, meaning they are.
Oh, it's definitely its own standalone country. And the U.S. surpassed a year ago Saudi Arabian global production. That's mainly Texas. Is the biggest oil producer in the world. It has its own infrastructure. They look at the demographics, and they know politically Texas is not going to say yes to the New World Order, and so Jade Helm is a dry run. We're not demonizing the military. It's there to condition them as well. Rich in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Steve. What
Welcome.
A combination. It's great to talk to both of you guys at the same time. You guys are excellent. I watch your videos, and you know, I connect the dots. And
thank you,
both,
brother.
You're both skirting around the big dots. You both see it, but you don't see it.
Well, hey, you're on the air. No, I don't need to preface it. Got a minute and a half till break. Go ahead.
Look at the work of one Gil Brossard and Planet 7X, and forget all the rest of the crap. And then look at Richard Shaw's new production on the Torah codes, and these are the two biggest dots that are interconnected that you're missing.
You know, I've been on the air for 20 years, and I'm always hearing about Planet X. I know there's a Kuiper belt, there's an asteroid belt. I know we get struck by big objects. I know it's real, but people are always saying it's coming in 2-3 years, and it just becomes this all-encompassing thing. I know governments are dug in. Four big collisions, comets, you name that. I mean, so I know that's a real threat. Yellowstone, supervolcano, all of it. But to just say it's this and it's going to happen, I don't think we can say that. Steve Quayle?
Alex, you know, I hear about Yellowstone's going to blow any minute. I fly down there almost weekly sometimes. I mean, I'm down there. It's not ready to blow. The bottom line is it doesn't do you good to worry about Planet X if you're going to be get wiped out, you know, in August, September, should Jade Helm go active. The timing is always the issue. Doesn't do
stay
you
there,
good
Steve. Back in 70 seconds. I want you to finish up. SteveQuayle.com, AlexJonesInfoWars.com. Nightly News Tonight, 7.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.